It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strandchamps. Every so often, a new literary movement coalesces. A new generation of writers finds a voice. Well, it's happening again, and this time, they're young, gifted, and native.
Nolani konsna ischan nuksa ek kashuhai ai ish tastalo. My name is Nualani. I'm Nuksak and Shuhai'ai of the Stalo Nation. I write for our stories that have been historically silenced.
My name is Lisa Luella Tiger.
My name is Douglas Boots.
My name is Chi Brasi, and I am Dene Torhegleninishle. I'm of the Water Flows Together clan.
I'm enrolled with the Muscogee Creek Nation.
Of the Siboney Tribe.
And I write because I love to read.
I couldn't find anybody else to tell my story.
A story that has not been told.
There are stories I want to read that haven't been written yet.
Uanga Kuganenupatun, and my name is Chandra in English.
My name is Zoe Johnson. I'm from the Sault Ste. Marie Chippewa tribe.
Nupiagarunga, Singasak Mularunga, and I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska.
I write because I'm tired of feeling like the only one to exist in the world the way that I do, and I don't want other people to feel that way.
I write because hope. The verb.
Remember their names. A new wave of Native writers is coming of age. They're fierce, fresh, original. Today they're MFA students, but in a few years you may see them on the bestseller lists. Already people are talking about a new Native Renaissance. And at the center of it is a one-of-a-kind MFA program at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. Director Jennifer Forster told Charles Monroe Kane that the goal is to rewrite the literary landscape.
We're the only MFA program that focuses on Indigenous voices. It's run primarily, and the vision of the school comes from a multi-tribal Indigenous perspective, a Native perspective. It was founded by Native artists because so much of like American literary landscape has had the dominance of a certain kind of voice and author for the last 200 years. And it's about time that we start to hear all the other voices that have always been here.
Speaking of authors, you have two authors that graduated from MFA program recently, Therese Myatt and Tommy Orange, who both had bestsellers in 2018. What does it mean for your students, for your program, to have these really now famous people who like just were famous like within months ago? What is that like for your program?
What's beautiful about the program and my experience of it, it's a community. Everyone's so proud of each other. And it's inspiring to all the students. They're definitely role models. It encourages all the other students to say, you too, you too can.
Right. It must do that, right? If you're 19, Native woman, and you read Therese Myatt's book, and then she's a bestseller, that would make me take my writing more seriously.
Well, I'll say that the writer that inspired me to want to write is Joy Harjo. I'm Muscogee Creek, and Joy Harjo is Muscogee Creek, and my mother gave me one of her books of poems when I was 13 or 14, and that's how I felt.
Yeah.
I was so inspired by it, you know?
Yeah.
You can see yourself in the story, and most of the time the stories are trying to tell you who you are, rather than you saying, I could tell myself, I could tell my story.
I was searching on the internet and looking around for New Native Renaissance. I just couldn't believe how many times it's been used and who's talking about it, like within months. Is it premature? I mean, what do you think of that phrase people are throwing around?
Well, I think that we've had literary revolutions for a long time. You know, it's not the first revolution. It's an amazing revolution, and it's something to celebrate. And we are at a different place right now than we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And there is a movement. There definitely is a movement. Yeah, we're writing our own stories, which are multiplicitous. It's not just one Native story. That's the point.
Earlier today, I'm sure you saw part of it. We asked all your MFA students three questions. What is your name? What is your tribal affiliation? And why do you write? I'm going to turn those questions to you.
Oh, no.
You must have guessed I was going to ask that.
No, I didn't. My name is Jennifer Forster. My tribal affiliation is Muscogee Creek Nation of Oklahoma. I'm a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation of Oklahoma. I write poetry because it's the only language that can point to the thing that you can't point to, the thing that has no words. Words are not bones. We are what comes before words, what comes between them. When the light changes in the forest.
Jennifer Forrester directs the MFA program at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. Her latest book of poetry is called Bright Raft in the Afterweather. And she was talking with Charles Monroe Kane.